The World of Tim Fraser by Francis Durbridge, read by Anthony Head. As I cruised up the M1 at around 80, I started brooding over Harry Dunstan again. It was over 12 years since we'd first met as engineering undergraduates at Birmingham University, rushing out at the end of lectures to the nearest pub, where Harry drank single or double whiskies, according to the state of his finances at the time. I was always content with beer. Harry's happy-go-lucky nature was not best suited to student life, and I was not surprised to hear him announce one evening that he was joining the RAF, where he hoped to find a greater level of excitement. His promotion was rapid, and I was a little surprised about 1 year later to bump into him by chance in Regent Street. He was wearing plain clothes, surprising, given Harry was the type who enjoyed wearing a uniform at any given opportunity. We repaired to a Victorian pub behind Oxford Circus, where he insisted on standing me a few drinks. 10 minutes into our conversation, he revealed he was no longer in the service, owing to what he called a misunderstanding over the mess accounts. I related my news...